Hello, amigo Hua Gui. Today, let's talk about how I choose property. What is the most important thing that I look into before I buy a property? Most people think about buying property is about looking at location, 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 buying the best undervalued property, the most popular, the cheapest. But what if I tell you all these are wrong? Now, your Hua Gui leader is going to help you save the most expensive mistake of your life. It is, drum roll, exit strategy or
Exit demand.
whether got people want to buy your property after you buy lah. You don't buy something that you like and many people don't like mah. So going forward, I'm going to break down exactly what this means to you. And very simple, you do not need to be a property expert to do this because many of you got weird taste. You only buy properties that looks good to you. So no, the strategy is not about you. It's all about whether can you sell and make a profit for yourself. The worst is you may end up buying a property that will stuck with you for a long time that you can't sell and you lose a lot of opportunities. Now let me explain why price is not everything and why lowest price is not the best. I know you have heard before people saying,
"Oh, you must buy this. This is cheap. If you don't buy, you will regret because this is the most undervalued PSS you'll ever get."
Yes. Then cheap. Cheap compared to what? So when you talk about price, whether this is expensive or this is cheap or this is undervalued, you always need to have something to compare. So example, let's say, sometimes when I explain to my one-to-one members, I will say like, "Oh,
this 2.4 million property is cheap, man."
So they will like, how to know? Then I will get a comparable property, something alike at the same age, and I say that, at the same age in the same area is already sold at 2.5 million. So this one 2.4 is considered cheap, ma. So now you understand you need to get something to compare. So the word is
compare
before you know whether it's cheap or not. You look at my previous video, I talk about unperforming projects whereby the people who buy recently, it helps the seller lost 500,000 after keeping the property for 10 years leh. So here's the problem. A cheap property can be even cheaper whereby people do not want to buy from you later on. 你们听过华人讲过这个话?
便宜没好货.
Cheap is actually expensive. I know some of you very gutsy, got metal ball. You say that, the person never make ma. So if I enter now, I should make a profit. This is not how you invest in property leh. This is delulu. Because you want to buy something that is already performing and you hop onto this performing property and you'll continue to grow. And it's definitely a very big risk that you are entering a not performing project where this seller already lost so much money and never made for many, many years. And you still enter. This is not savvy. This is stupid. Because such project is hard to sell. So is it easy for you to get 5% cheaper, to get 10% cheaper? Of course lah, because the seller can't sell and they are so desperate to sell to the next ahai, which is you, so that they can go and buy a better project and not make the same mistake again. So back to basics, exit demand is very important. You need to look into something whereby people will buy from you at a profit later on. At the end of the day, if there's no demand, even you buy at a good 5-10% cheaper, you will still not make your profits. Next, let's talk about location because everyone is talking about
location, location, location.
Not wrong, but learn something today. Location itself is not a strategy and location is not enough because there are good projects not near MRT and they perform. So some of you use this.
Oh, Eric say, not near MRT you can make money.
No, it's not all of them. There are even location which is good properties near MRT and they don't perform as well. Location is not everything.
Welcome to Urban Vista. 10 years old, 582 units.
It's not a very old project, but look at the
Resale demand. Very good, huh? 120 profitable, 66 unprofitable. This is in OCR, still unprofitable.
Shacks, yeah.
3 beta confirm make money, hold for 12 years, lost 20,000 eh.
This type, you go home, your cat and dog don't even want to recognize you anymore.
Another 3 beta, hold for 12 years, lost 28,000. Look at all the losses. Let's look at profits. This is a very big unit. Made 400,000. If you think this is good, they hold for 13 years. And look at all the profits. Ayo. And they hold for 12 years.
So from this example, you know that not all properties in good location has good exit demand. They lose money also. I know you want to ask
him why this happened.
Very good lah. So based on my experience is
the layout is shitty.
You see this project? Wow, a lot of love on it. You see? Walao, whatever thing I click got love on. So funny, right?
You need to climb up, climb down, then your bed is on the top. Come on, we are Chinese leh.
爬上爬下，跌倒死掉 ，don't you play anymore?
In Amor translation is you climb up, climb down, you fall down, you do not need to play anymore. So layout plays a very important part. By the standard type nah, don't need to climb up, climb down type. No loft type. And some of the other non-efficient layout like the room size are super small. You can only put super single. As you all know right now, my standard is always queen, queen, king for three bedder or four bedder, queen, 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 king. There are some layouts is super single, king, or super single, queen. People want space, ma. Once you put the super single, you want to put study, ah. Don't need to study anymore. Now you know your kids' results is very bad. Always start with exit demand and why not just location alone. Now let's talk about exit demand. Because every time I talk about exit, lah, exit, you do not know what am I referring to. Now I break down the three factors. Number one, who are the profile of buyers that will buy from you? And why will they buy? At what price they will buy at? If you can answer these three questions, means you like your hawker leader, smart, got think before you do, that means you are investing the right way. And you will be in the huakui gang. The saddest part is if you can't answer these three, that means you are guessing. So don't guess. Do proper research. Go and look at data. Who are these people? And who are these profile buyers? Don't use your emotion because it will definitely go very, very wrong. The property market don't care what you like. Please remember this. They don't care. They only care about data, who can buy, at what price, and whether they can afford it or not. Now we talk about the first factor, the who.
Who will buy?
There are many groups of buyers. First time buyer, HDB upgraders, especially those super rich ones, they just MOP, they what double, triple type. Especially family buyers, older buyers, those cash rich type, on block got a lot of money, and they buy. And lastly, investors. If your property can attract these five groups, that means your pool of buyers is big, ma. But if your pool of buyers is only towards the last one, investor, hard to sell lor. Hard to sell also means your price can't get good price or you may give discount to the next buyer. At the end of the day, you need to attract more than one group of buyer who really wants your unit so that you can fetch a good price. Next, why will they buy?
I like this unit because it's nice.
Come on, nice is not a reason. Your future buyer buy from you not because it's just only nice. Come on, every condo nice one wah. Oh, got swimming pool. Every condo got swimming pool wah. But remember, must have tennis court lah. They buy a unit because it solves their problem. And some of the real reasons are convenience to the school lah, to the workplace lah, daily transport lah. The layout, the size, good. Most importantly, the pricing. Does it give them value or not? And scarcity. Your unit comes upon to them. It's like, wow, finally. Wow, this is the type of property they want to find, but it's hard to find due to the lack of such good units. For some people, it's like landed. Some people, it's like dual key. Some people, it's like four bedder. Talking about four bedder is harder to buy than a three bedder. Overall, it's a practical upgrade for these buyers. Like when they sell their 3, 4, 5 room flat, they will want to buy at least a condo with 3 bedrooms. So they will naturally buy a 3-bedroom condo or 4-bedroom condo. For those people who already own a 4-bedroom condo or 5-bedroom condo, the next jump is a landed property. So make sure your unit fits into their needs. But if your only reason is, oh, my condo is new, boo, very weak reason. Let me tell you a secret. Some old condos also perform very well. But I'll do this for the next video. So don't miss, subscribe. Now let's talk about at what price. I know many of you, you like to lie to yourself when you buy this property.
Oh, you will confirm go up in the next 3-4 years.
So who tell you that? Yourself, the delulu one, or based on data? Teach you a tip. You need to put yourself in their shoes in terms of affordability. Can they buy your unit based on the average income of that area? Imagine you want to sell $2.5 million, but it's only a 2-bedder. Who will buy from you? So back to just now what I shared, your pool of buyers will be very limited because if you want to attract families, they need at least, correct lah, at least 3 bedrooms, what? 2 bedroom, how to squeeze? I know bonding lah, but it will be a tough bonding. Okay, I share with you what I think lah. So let's say today we can easily buy a $1.7 million property, a 3-bedder. I will start thinking 3-4 years later, if I sell at 2 million, can my target buyers afford with their income, with their funds to buy at 2 million? If I think that these 2 million is still attractive to my future buyers, then my exit will be clear and they will buy from me. Definitely, you will have your exit demand. Now, let's have some fun. Red flag test. Are you ready? Answer these 3 questions. Who buys from you next? Why they buy? And at what price that is still attractive to them? If you cannot answer, that means you are speculating already or anyhow buy, which means you are also having a red flag for this property. Now, let me tell you what you should do. Don't buy with blind faith. Weak demand will be weak demand. Bad properties will always be bad properties. Time will not turn it around. How long you want to wait? Wait for the next transformation? Wait for plot ratio to change? Wait for the next announcement of the MRT coming to you in the next 15 years? Or wait for the BTO going to MOP in the next 15 years? If you want to learn how to solve all these problems, simple. I'll talk about it in the next video. So subscribe and I'll see you in my next video.